In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was empty, a formless mass cloaked in darkness. The Spirit of God was hovering over its surface. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that it was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness night. And God said together, "Let there be space between one day to separate water from water." And so it was. God made the space to separate the waters above from the waters below. God called the space the sky. And God said, "It's happened that the waters beneath the sky be gathered into one place, so dry ground may appear." And so it was. God named the dry ground land, and the water seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the land burst forth with every sort of grass and seed, and let there be trees that grow. The seeds will then produce the trees and the plants from which they came." And so it was. The land was filled with plants and trees, and their seeds produced plants and trees of a light colour. And God said, "God saw that the waters beneath the sky be gathered into one place, so dry ground may appear." And so it was. God named the dry ground land, and the water seas. Then God said, "God saw that the land burst forth with every sort of grass and plant, and let there be trees that grow seed-bearing fruit. The seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came." And so it was. The land was filled with plants and trees, and their seeds produced plants and trees of the light kind. God saw that it was good, and God says, "Let bright lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. They will be signs to mark off the seasons, the days and the years. Let their light shine down upon the earth." And so it was. For God made two great lights, the sun and the moon. The greater shines the sun on the presides during the day. The lesser one, the moon, presides through the night. He also made the stars, and God set these lights into the heavens to light the earth, to govern the day and the night, to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw it was good, and God said, "It will happen that the water swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind." So God created great sea creatures and every sort of fish and every kind of bird. And God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them, saying, "Let the fish multiply and fill the oceans. Let the birds increase and fill the earth." And God said, "This will happen. The earth bring forth every kind of animal, livestock, small animals and wildlife." And so it was. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock and small animals, each able to reproduce more of its own kind. Then God saw that it was to make people in our image, to be like ourselves. They will be masters over all life, the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the livestock, wild animals and small animals. So God created people in his own image. God patterned them after himself. God blessed them male and female, multiplied and filled the earth and subdue it. Be masters over the fish and birds and all the animals. And God said, "Look, I have given you the seed-bearing plants throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given all the grasses and other green plants to the animals and birds for their food." And so it was. And God looked over all he had made and saw that it was excellent in every way. So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. On the seventh day, having finished his task, God rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from his work of creation. This is the account of the creation of the heavens and the earth.